Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to The Fringe Journal. We're talking about the adventures of Tangley Carrere, and we have a special treat. I'm putting together Bear Trap. It's a long, kind of short story, and I'm breaking it up into two different parts. This is part two of Bear Trap, of the adventures of Tangley Carrere. It was morning again, and someone had thrown four empty Diet Coke cans on Tangley's lawn. Beryllium was in her own yard, eyeing a soggy Dallas Morning News. Knowing there will be junk on the lawn is about the only thing that stays the same these days, commented Tangley. That was not completely true. Beryllium was changelessly gorgeous, with elegance and grace. Tangley felt a bit intimidated. She looked down at the crushed cans in her hands. I guess I should make some sort of sculpture out of these, she said, thinking of Jean Tangley. If she truly followed his pattern, they would self-destruct in amusing ways. Tangley did not feel capable of doing anything amusing these days. That would be environmentally friendly. Not a bad idea, encouraged Beryllium. I'm very happy with the wind turbine projects. It seems to be a way to take the negative energy and chaos from the environment and to turn it into something that all of us can use. Humanitarian? Asked Tangley. Absolutely not. With all the changes and chaos in our wind, weather, and population patterns, wind turbines reintroduce order into nature. They make the wind go in certain ways. They make things move together. We can see it. It's mechanical choreography. Unruly forces of nature brought together. Heaven knows we need it. You're the one who's been throwing Diet Coke cans on my lawn. It was an intrusive thought articulated because of sleep deprivation. Beryllium ignored her. Dad, I'm thinking about buying stocks. Paterfamilias Bank, Kermagee Forest Products, American Motors, Chatville Mines, Mohawk Mills, Samson Equities, Ford Motor Company. Where are you getting these stock tips? Asked Dad. Some of these companies I haven't heard of in 50 years. Well, it was one of those things, right? So, who knows what things are supposed to bring or tell or talk about. It's hard to say, but it's important to think about things in different ways. We all know that. Not easy, but we're forced to. Well, Dad, that's not exactly what the chorus is. I want to know what happened to the stocks. What did happen to those companies? Mergers, acquisitions, slow insanguination in a bear trap. What? It's what happens when the bear market occurs. The market goes down. This seems obvious, Dad, but these are household names. What have you been reading? Look magazine from 1953? How did you know? Are you getting enough sleep? Will you take Lulu and the next-door neighbor's pugs? Tangle, you hung up. In the space of a conversation, the pillars of something stable and strong had vaporized. The roof was falling in. The question was, the roof of what? When everyone else is flying high, fly low. When everyone else is flying low, fly high. It's what bush pilots in World War I, Sopwith Camel fighter pilots like to say. The fighters, the Sopwith camel fighters like to add, "Stay agile, even if your engine's sputter and you think that they're cutting out." Thank you for listening. This is part two, Tangly Career and Bear Trap. Thank you.